Adam Dennis admits it is tough to find words to describe what it will feel like today as he gets to watch from the stands and see his squad assembled on the ice and not on a Zoom call for the first time since March of 2020. I don't know what the words are, but it will be exciting, noted Dennis in an interview with Beta Day on Friday. This is a long time coming. We have been doing a lot of scouting on these kids, we have had a lot of live views. None in North Bay for the last two drafts, so it will be just nice to have the kids in town so we can show off what we are proud of. A total of 47 players and goalies combined are expected to be in attendance when the club ends its pandemic-produced hiatus with preparations for the 2021-22 season, which is slated to open October 7 after the 2019-20 campaign was ended March 12, 2020, and the whole of last season lost to the global health crisis. Veterans as well as prospects from the 2020 and 2021 OL priority selections, none of whom have made their battalion debuts, will battle it out for roster spots. With all those challenges, Dennis admits he expects to see some rust in the first few days of camp. A lot of these players have not played real 5-on-5 hockey in quite some time, so I think there will be a bit of a feeling out process, and that is normal, noted Dennis. Coaches have sent them a couple of things through email so they will know exactly what they are looking for, and ultimately that is to be as competitive as you can, and we are really looking forward to that. A little competition, we have all missed that for the past 18 months. Returners Brandon Coe and Joe Verbetic will be skating to start as they prepare for their respective NHL training camps later in September. Defenseman Avery Winslow will not be in attendance as he stays down in Florida in preparation for his invitation to the Tampa Bay Lightning main camp invite. Dennis says the battalion hockey operations will be keeping a close eye on a handful of players selected from the last two OL priority selection drafts. The 2021st overall selection Ty Nelson is expected to wow the fans at training camp. Obviously Ty Nelson is a name that you can't go long without mentioning, noted Dennis. He has had an unbelievable offseason which has been extended, but he has added some weight and added some size. We will get to know him pretty quick. Along with Nelson, other 2004 birth year selections such as Dalen Wakely, Trias Mathurin, Owen Van Steensel, Dominic DeVincentis and Michael Podoluk will be pushing for spots. Locals attending the camp include goaltenders Reese Prue and Owen Ray, along with skaters Brett Richardson, Jake Fullerton, Chase Thompson and Caden Long. There is no shortage of talent, and I think the fans will be excited to see them for the first time, Dennis stated about the last two draft classes. The battalion will begin training camp behind closed doors on Monday with some on-ice sessions and fitness testing. The first of five intra-squad games, all of which are open to the public at no charge but with a capacity limit of 1,000, is scheduled at 10 a.m. Tuesday, with another at 5 p.m. That schedule will be repeated Wednesday, with the final game at 9 a.m. Thursday before camp breaks at midday. Under pandemic protocols in place to protect the health of players, staff, media representatives and fans, the eastern side of Memorial Gardens will be closed to the public, with general admission seating in sections 1, 3, 5, 7 and 9. Accessible seating will be limited to locations in the north end and west side. Arena entry is limited to Gate 2, at the northwest corner off Chippewa Street, with doors opening 1 hour before each intrasquad game. All spectators must wear a mask except while seated, submit contact tracing information upon entry and observe physical distancing at all times, including while seated.